Did everybody enjoy this wonderful Abhishek ceremony? Just say loudly, Hari Bol. Welcome to everyone. Thank you all for coming to our Sunday program at Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish. Thank you so much. Today we are celebrating the appearance day of Sri Sri Rukmini Devi. Sri Sri Rukmini Devi ki jai. Before I start, I would like to offer our deepest sympathy to all the departed souls who were the victims of powerful earthquake in Nepal, killing almost more than 2,500 people. Several ancient temples have been damaged. Most of these monuments were designated as the World Heritage Sites. So I would like to request everyone, please observe the 1 minute of silence. No talking, please. Hari Bol. 1 minute of silence for all those departed souls. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. By the way, the birthplace of Sita Devi, you know, Janak Mandir, also in Nepal, it's called Janakpur. The city called Janakpur was also partially destroyed. Hopefully they will restore it soon. Anyway, so this evening I'm going to talk about the glories of Rukmini Devi. So we'll start, since we don't have enough time, I have so many things to cover, but we'll start immediately here. You can read, everybody can read that. Background information in the birth. It was believed that Rukmini was born on Vaishika Ekadashi, which is on this Thursday. She was the daughter of powerful King Bhishmak of Vidarbha. The brothers were Rukmi, the eldest brother of Rukmini, Rukmartha, Rukmabahu, Rukmakesha, and Rukmali. Other names of our wonderful, beautiful deity, Rukminiji, is Vidarbhi, Princess of Vidarbha. Vidarbha is an eastern region of India, state of Maharashtra. As per the old map, you can see that Maharashtra and Vidarbha. And another name of Rukmini is Ruchiranana, the one who has a beautiful face expanding like a lotus flower. So, how many people they agree that Rukmini, she looks so beautiful? Come on, you can do better than that. Hari Bol! Thank you, thank you. Marriage. This is a very interesting story. Rukmini had heard of Sri Krishna's six opulences, and simply by hearing about him, she desired to surrender herself to his lotus feet. Krishna has almost heard of Rukmini. She was the reservoir of all transcendental qualities, intelligence, auspicious physical features, exquisite beauty, and righteous behavior. You don't find all those good qualities in just one woman, but our Rukminiji was possessing all this. Krishna therefore decided that she was fit to be his wife. Rukmini's eldest son, however, Rukmi, was envious of Krishna and thus forbade her to marry him. Rukmi wanted her to marry Shishupal instead. Dark-eyed Vidarbhi was aware of this plan and it deeply upsets her. Rukmini unhappily took up her duties in preparation for the marriage, but she also sent a trustworthy brahmana, Sunanda, to Krishna with a letter. Seven verses in Bhagavatam, in that letter, Rukmini mentioned, she reveals her heart to Krishna, that please, Krishna, please come and take me. So we are going to read that. It's very beautiful. There are two letters in Bhagavatam. One is, Krishna wrote that to the gopis of Vrindavan, and then he sent that letter through Uddhava. And this is the second letter Rukmini sent with this brahmana. So this is from Srimad Bhagavatam. 10.52.37, Sri Rukmini said in her letter, as read by the Brahmana. O beauty of the worlds, having heard of your qualities, which enter the ears of those who hear to remove their bodily distress, and having also heard of your beauty, which fulfills all the visual desire of those who see, I have fixed my shameless mind upon you, O Krishna. So, Krishna was so attractive. That's why the Krishna's name is, Krishna's meaning of name Krishna is all attractive. He enchants the whole world. So, second one. O Mukunda, you are equal only to yourself in lineage, character, beauty, knowledge, youthfulness, wealth and influence. O lion and a man, you delight the minds of all mankind. What aristocratic, sober-minded and marriageable girl of a good family would not choose you as your husband when the proper time has come? Therefore, my dear Lord, I have chosen you as my husband and I surrender myself to you. This is not an ordinary love letter. This is a very transcendental. And I surrender myself to you. Please come swiftly, O Mighty One, and make me your wife. My dear lotus-eyed Lord, let Shishupal never touch the hero's portion like a jackal stealing the property of a lion. If I have sufficiently worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead by pious works, Rukmini continues, sacrifices, charity, rituals and vows, and also by worshipping the demigods, brahmanas and gurus, then may Gada Graja come and take my hand and not Damago's son or anyone else. By the way, this Gada Graja means the elder brother, Krishna's elder brother is whose? Who's the Krishna's elder brother? Balaram. So that is called, he is holding Gada, the club. And that's why his younger brother is Krishna. O unconquerable one, tomorrow when my marriage ceremony is about to begin, you should arrive unseen in Vidarbha and surround yourself with the leaders of your army. Then crush the forces of Chaitya and Magadhandra and marry me in the Rakshasa style, winning me with your valor. Sorry. Since I will be staying within the inner chambers of the palace, you may wonder, how can I carry you away without killing some of your relatives? But I shall tell you a way. On the day before the marriage, there is a great grand procession to honor the royal family's deity. And in that procession, the new bride goes outside the city to visit Goddess Girija. So see, she was very smart. She understand that, you know, we don't want, then no, she didn't want any killings of her family members. O lotus eyed, the last one. Great souls like Lord Shiva hanker to bathe in the dust of your lotus feet and thereby destroy their ignorance. If I cannot obtain your mercy, I shall simply give up my vital force, which will have become a weak from the severe penances I will perform. Then after hundreds of lifetime of endeavor, I may obtain your mercy. So that concludes that. And then Krishna, having received the letter from the Brahmana in Dwarka, immediately he set out for Vidarbha. He arrived in Vidarbha in less than 12 hours. So you can see the map from Dwarka to Vidarbha in Nagpur. That's the central place I chose. He arrived in Vidarbha in less than 12 hours, just in time. Meanwhile, in Kundina, that's where the marriage ceremony was, that's the capital of Vidarbha, Rukmini dressed her finest clothing. Now there's some glorification here. Rukmini appeared as enchanting as the Lord's illusory potency, who enchants even the sober and grave. Thus the kings gazed upon her virgin beauty. So there were so many kings were gathered there. So that's what in Bhagavatam they were talking about. Thus the kings gazed upon her virgin beauty, her shapely waist and her lovely face adorned with earrings. Her hips were graced with a jewel-studded belt. Her breasts were just budding and her eyes seemed apprehensive of her encroaching locks of hair. By the way, Prabhupada, you know, in the Krishna book mentioned that what was the age at that time? It was around 13 to 14 years of age of Rukmini when Krishna kidnapped Rukmini. So, she smiled sweetly, her jasmine bird teeth reflecting the glow of her bimba red lips. As she walked with the motions of a royal swan, the effulgence of her tinkling anklet bells beautified her feet. This is a wonderful description, right? Beautiful. Seeing her, the assembled heroes were totally bewildered. Lust tore at their hearts indeed. When the king saw her broad smile and shy glance, they became astonished, dropped their weapons, and fell unconscious to the ground from their elephants, chariots, and horses. Wow, that beautiful she was. On the pretext of the procession, Rukmini displayed her beauty for Krishna alone. Slowly she advanced the two moving lotus rolls of her fate, awaiting Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to come. Now, this is the very nice verse from Bhagavatam. What it means, it says, Usarya vam kara jai lakana pangai praptan yekshata nrupan radrushe achyutam cha tam raj kanyam rathmaruda rakshatim jahara krishno dvishitam samikshatam. The meaning is this, that the usarya means pushing away vama, her left hand, kara jai, with the nails of her hand. So she has some hair, alakan means her hair, and apangahi with sidelong glance. So what she is doing right now, that she is pushing away from her left hand with the nails of her hand, her hair, that her hair were falling, like, you know, Mataji has sometimes hair, you know, just with her sidelong, and then with her hair with nails. So if any good pujari, if they want to beautify Rukmini with the nails, that's okay. Alright? But pujaris, they don't need to, you know, have big nails. Anyway, so with sidelong glances, you know, as soon as she does that, sidelong glances, she saw. Whom she saw? Sri Krishna. So with the fingernails of her left hand, she pushed some strand of her hair away from her face and shyly looked from the corners of her eyes at the king standing before her. At that moment, she saw Krishna. Just by removing those strands of her hair, she saw Krishna through the sidelong glance. Then while his enemy looked on, Prabhu, drums. While his enemy looked on. Come on now. Come on. The Lord sees the princess who was eager to mount his chariot. Hari Bol! Lifting the princess onto his chariot, whose flag bore the emblem of Garuda, Lord Madhava drew back the circle of kings with Balram in the lead. He slowly exited like a lion removing his prey from the midst of jackal. So Krishna kidnaps Rukmini. So you can see this is wonderful picture. And there is another picture, very famous picture, ISKCON in the bottom. As Krishna and Rukmini were riding away, Rukmini went after them to stop Krishna. Rukmini was the brother of Rukmini. Krishna and Rukmini deluded with the inevitable result of Krishna's victory. They were dueled with the inevitable result. Of course, Krishna is going to be a victory. He got the victory. When Krishna was about to kill him, Rukmini fell at the feet of Krishna and begged that her brother's life be spared. Krishna, generous as always, agreed. But as a punishment, shaved Rukmini's head and let him go free. There was no great shame of a warrior than a visible sign of defeat. When you shaved hand in those days, that was considered the greatest shame. At Rukmini's request, Lord Krishna grew compassionate and agreed not to kill foolish Rukmini. At the same time, he wanted to give him some slight punishment. So, here is the story. There is another story which I have selected for this particular celebration of Rukmini's appearance. It's called Tulabharam story. It's a very nice story. Tulabharam means, Tula means a pair of scales. And Bharam means weighing, meaning weighing in a pair of scales. Now, who is weighing what? You know, we'll continue here. One day, are you getting some glimpse into Rukmini? Yes? Are you enjoying this? Yes? Yes? Then please say, chant with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you. One day, Narada Muni came to Dwarka to offer his salutation to Sri Lord Shri Krishna. In the courtyard, he met Satyabhama and asked her, who is Satyabhama? How many wives Krishna have? 16,108. Out of that, there are 8 principal queens of Dwarka. The first one was Rukmini. Second is Satyabhama, third is Jamvati, fourth is Mitravinda, then Kalindi, Lakshmana, Bhadra and Satya. Thank you. So those are. So in the courtyard he met Satyabhama and asked her, Queen Satyabhama, it is really true that Krishna loves Rukmini more than you. You are far more beautiful and charming than her. You are the younger queen. Don't you think you deserve more attention? So, Satyabhama was in shock and pleaded, tell me, divine sage, what should I do to gain his undivided attention? Whose attention? Krishna's attention. Narada, ever eager to cause confusion, responded, that is my whole point of visit, mother. I have come up with a plan to bring Krishna back to you. Wow! So she's all excited now. Satyabhama's eyes were twinkling and she listened to Narada with rapt attention. You will now make a vow that you will hand over Krishna to me as a slave. Wow! Then to keep the sanctity of the vow, but also to retain Krishna to yourself, I will allow you trade Krishna back by offering an equivalent weight of Krishna with your riches. Gold, jewelry, silver, whatever the riches were. Seeing that you are willing to trade in your wealth for him, Krishna will admire you for your sacrifice and he will keep you close to him. Close to you. The only catch is that I do not know if your wealth will suffice to balance out Krishna's weight. So, Narada Muni is tricking her. Proud as ever, Satyabhama flared up. I am the daughter of Satrajit. My wealth is limitless. I am sure that I have enough to balance Krishna. We will carry on this plan of yours. And that's exactly what Narada wanted. Satyabhama then rushed to Krishna and told him about her vow to Narada. Krishna patiently listened to her and very meekly nodded his hand. So he said something like that. Satyabhama then commanded one of the servants to bring out the large scales used to weigh grains and groceries. She also sent the caretaker of the coffers to bring out all her jewels and gold to the grand courtroom of Krishna in Dwarka. The uproar of surprise was so great at the court that Krishna's other queens too hurried from their quarters to main court. So are you getting something? Where are you right now? Where are we right now? At Dwarka. And what is happening? What's going on? You mean to tell you again? Or no? You got it then? What is going on here? That Krishna is Satyabhama, is rushed to the Krishna and told her the vow. And Satyabhama then commanded all the, so all the riches are coming. And then Krishna is in the courtyard and with the scale, the big scale, right? Among all the courtiers with the Krishna himself as a witness, Satyabhama gave away Krishna in charity to Narada. Then she then placed Krishna to one plate of the scale with a smirk of her face, started piling up the gold, jewels, gemstones, and on the other plate, she kept adding more and more of her wealth, but the pan with Krishna did not even budge. So that pan didn't even move at all. Satyabhama frantically swallowed her pride and begged the other wives of Krishna to give her their jewels so they could retain Krishna. Out of their devotion to their Lord, the wives removed every gold ornaments on their body until they were wearing only the Mangal Sutra. But the scale showed no signs. Satyabhama was at loss of words when Narada asked, "Why don't you ask Rukmini? She must be able to get you out of this situation," he suggested. Satyabhama swallowed her pride. That was the whole idea, you know, that she wanted Krishna's favor, not Rukmini. Satyabhama swallowed her pride and rushed towards Rukmini's private chambers. Rukmini, ever calm, did not panic and came along with Satyabhama. Bolo Rukmini Devi ki jai. Now, are we all there? So what do you have to say? Again, together. Haribo! She was quietly walked towards the balance and praying to Krishna, placed a single tulsi leaf on the pile of the riches. Here, this is very important message. I will talk about them. Lo and behold, the pan containing Krishna rose up. Shocked at this, Satyabhama looked to Krishna for explanation. "Try removing your riches, Bhama." So that's the nickname of Satyabhama. Krishna tells her as a Bhama. Krishna told her. With a very skeptical expression on her face, she removed all her riches until nothing but the single tulsi leaf set on the pan. And yet, it weighed more than Krishna. Haribo! Now, let's continue. She was stunned and humbled. Krishna jumped down from the high-hanging pan and came to her. "Bhama, you gave all your riches." Here is very important instruction Krishna gives for all of us. "Bhama, you gave all your riches to me, but there was no devotion in that offering. Just the feeling of possessiveness." What, you know, what she wanted to do? What Satyabhama wanted to do? Loudly. Yes. Possess Krishna. "When you made your offering with such a thought in your mind, they lost their value and became mundane things. On the other hand, Rukmini offered just a single tulsi leaf, but her intention was noble. She made the offering with utmost love and devotion towards me. And that single leaf was sufficient to please me beyond expectations." Remember, it is not the offering that matters, Bhama, but the love and devotion with which you do it. So that was the message. And so Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita very clearly, in chapter number 9, what he says, Patra Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yume Bhaktya Prayachiti Tad Aham Bhakti Upadritam Ashnami Prayatatmanaha. So he twice repeats in the same verse, he repeats twice, Bhakti, love and devotion. Then leaving Satyabhama standing stunned in the court, Krishna returned to his chambers with his other wives. Turning to Narada, her eyes now shining, bright with tears, Bhama said, Devarshi, thank you. So now Narada Muni's another name is Devarshi. Devarshi, thank you for teaching me this hard-learned lesson today. I will never ever underestimate the power of devotion and love towards the Lord. Narada nodded, and with his characteristics, Narayan, Narayan, he also left the courtroom. So the lesson we learned from here, Krishna says in, as I said, Bhagavad Gita, if one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a leaf means that tulsi leaf, we are talking about tulsi leaf, a flower, a fruit or water, I will accept it. So, we can see that same verse, by the way, same verse, Patra Putpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachiti, same verse is exactly contains the same verse in Bhagavatam is 10.81.4. Patra Puspam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachiti Tad Aham Bhakti Upadritam Ashnami Prayatatmanaha. So Krishna, his friend, Sudama Brahman, old friend from the school, when he didn't want that flat rice to Krishna, but Krishna, anyway, he took it, he snatched that flat rice, right? Because it was offered with love and devotion. So Krishna took that one morsel of that flat rice, and he gave so many things to poor Sudama Brahman. You remember that story? So, in the second one, he gave so many opulences to Sudama. Third one, while he was doing that, Rukmini came and said, Stop, Prabhu, what are you doing? Otherwise you are going to give away everything to this poor, your friend, Sudama Brahman. And the same message we get, Krishna rejected Duryodhan's hospitality with all those 56 items of preparation. Instead, where did he go? He went to Vidura. And then his wife, Vidura's wife was Sulabha, was, and then what Krishna ate? Not even banana. Banana peels, peels of banana. Because it was offered with love and devotion. Because it was offered with him, offered to Krishna, and Viduji and Subala with loving sentiments. And that's why Krishna accepts that. So, Prabhus and Matajis, the lesson we learn from here is, whatever we do, whatever we offer, please offer with love and devotion and care. That's the message here. And that's what we learned from Rukmini. And Rukmini has offered that love and devotion to Krishna. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. And by the way, we are very fortunate to have one of the few temples of Rukmini Dwarkadish here at Sri New Dwarka. Bolo Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish ki jai. Hari Bol. Thank you.
Dwarkadish Prabhu ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. Hare Krishna. So we have a few minutes before the RT starts.